Welcome, dear listeners, to this particular Monday edition of the Business and Economic segment here on your number one talk radio station. I welcome you primarily to this specific edition because we're going to be taking a slightly different look at a specific sector that in its own right has seen its struggles, in its own right has been battling its own particular, if I can say, growth. Or at one stage it did grow excessively with various names being highlighted. But the music scene in Namibia has been primarily a particular segment of Namibia's entertainment and arts industry that in its own right is very vibrant. In its own right has much value to offer to various fans from various genres. It is bold of me to state this, but primarily Namibia in its own right has got talent in this particular sector. Why do I say it's got talent? Well, it's very evident and very obvious in many rights in terms of what this talent actually looks like. Talents that included obviously mainstream, first, before I get to the mainstream guys, let me get to the sort of like the some of the pillars of the industry, like the late Jackson Kayewa, and then you get into particularly the King TD before he changed his name from the Dog, and primarily also you had Gaza, and these were very strong names, to name but a few. I say to name but a few because you even get into other particular indications like pop. Namibia also has a pop scene. But what has been alarming has been the aspect of regrowth. And how should I put regrowth? But rather sort of like bounce back. The ability to bounce back after what COVID had created and had done. Now, if you remember, dear listeners, back into 2023, I particularly had an insightful discussion with a specific chapter on the home run, primarily about the art scene and the arts and culture scene primarily, and how best to protect the sector, because this is a sector where people are actually putting their ideas, conveying them, and thus also sharing them primarily with a fan base. Or with an audience. No, don't confuse them for someone like me who is a radio journalist and a presenter on a radio station. No, that's not what I'm talking about, nor on another particular broadcast media. I'm talking about literally musicians. Because musicians have to stand in front of crowds and they've got to perform. They've got to stand in front of crowds who are their fans, and they've got to deliver. Now, if you have any particular idea about how the experience sector within the service sector works, because the reason why I'm saying experiences is in experiences, they vary from performance to performance. Experiences are not tangible, but they can be consumed. You can't hold on to it. You can't you can't get it in a physical form and then take it home to consume further. Where you are is how you consume it. Meaning, if you're in that window of opportunity, if you're in that particular timeline, that's where you get. Now, a short particular discussion forms part of our discussion for today's particular segment of the business and economic segment, and this is primarily where I had recently the opportunity of interviewing a local Namibian rapper who actually called it quits primarily in his particular endeavor to grow his career even further, to take it to new heights, and also to see it come to full fruition for his particular benefit, obviously, because it's his talents, it's his skills, and it's also primarily something that was a passion of his. What am I actually talking about? I had the opportunity of interviewing local former style rapper known as Stitch. And he provided the specific opportunity to me to talk to him about this, even though it was a brief discussion. But the discussion centered primarily about the particular factors and what the music scene looks like, how it looks like in the 2024 context, and how it ultimately, what resulted in this particular drastic change. Now, dear listeners, this is important to identify. Reason being that when you get to understand that there is still a persistence of a pressure point on musicians, the unfortunate thing is musicians have to be very competitive in the current scope of things. The discussion, obviously, as you would hear now with the Comestal rapper Stitch, is that it is based upon new developments, new trends, new ears, new audiences, new performers, new talents, thus drifting into the scene, sometimes jumping it and grabbing it by the horns and taking charge of it. Now, we've always got to understand that there's always evolution, there's always growth, there's always developments, there's always an ebb and a flow of what's going to be new, what was new, which is now outdated, which indicates that, you know, something new has to come in, a new particular indication has to be generated. When you get into this particular discussion that I had with the Windhoek native, primarily in terms of his particular talents, that being Stitch, you get a glimpse into a specific sector that has evolved already. It has evolved already, and it has actually provided the particular, the particular insights in terms of how artists have to actually say, hey, let's hand it over to another generation to take it forward. Now, the specific evolutionary discussion in here is the same thing that you can view in light of primarily when you see a new product being brought in, which is literally what Stitch makes mention of, that there's a new genre that is being practiced, brought through, and thus being made use of. The genre's name is drill. Now, drill is actually a subgenre of hip-hop. Hip-hop has its variants, hip-hop has its variations, and this particular product has grasped audiences all around the world. I mean, I'm a huge Ice Cube fan, huge Dr. Dre fan, liked a little bit of Ludacris, appreciated a little bit of LL Cool J, appreciated a little bit of Mace. It depended on the hip-hop artist, obviously. But in the local Namibian context, we also had our particular talents right here in the country. The downside of, as you see, products and always trends and always consumption trends and consumer tastes evolving, this has actually put an onus on performers, rappers, rockers, singers, pop stars to continuously reinvent themselves. This particular indication, this particular discussion that you will have the opportunity of hearing, dear listeners, is exactly just one such insight into a music sector, into the music sector. Albeit for its particular small size in Namibia. And really, what this actually speaks of the potential to grow a career out of this particular sector. Let's have a listen to this discussion with the rapper Stitch. His real name is obviously contained in the particular interview, but the opportunity is there. Let's have a listen.
On today's particular program for the business and economic segment, we actually speak to a a artist from a specific genre, ultimately coming through from the hip-hop scene in Namibia, but primarily also trying to explore the particular pressures, because the said artist in today's discussion has actually indicated that he's not participating anymore in the music scene or ultimately also producing anymore. And welcoming on to today's particular discussion, I will use his stage name throughout the course of today's discussion, that being Stitch. Stitch, welcome, and thank you for taking the time. But just for our listeners, also just, you know, introduce you as who Stitch actually is, you know, like full name leading into the stage name.
I clearly understand. Thank you for having me, man. My government name, as I said, is Julian Anthony Martin, and my stage name is Stitch, but they changed it to a Y. Stitch, why we changed it is because Stitch was very common. I think the rapper and the Stitch had the same name. So because of that, we changed it to Stitchy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can still use Stitch. It doesn't matter. Either way.
All right. Now, Stitch, in with relation to particularly to today's discussion, obviously it's going to have a little bit of an economic flavor to it, but
yes, I love that. That's perfect.
Yeah. So when we made contact again earlier in this week, you highlighted to me primarily that, you know, people are still looking out, are still looking for you, and they still want you to perform at gigs. They still want you to do performances, and you wanted to indicate, hey, listen, man, I'm no longer in the game. So, just for us, can we start from that particular chapter?
Let me start where all this is coming from. Like, basically, to be brutally honest, hip-hop isn't a thing anymore. Sadly, it's not a thing anymore. Amapiano came in and other genres came in that just crashed, that only crashed, that demolished the hip-hop scene. So, if you want to, it's basically a thing of adapting or die. Mm. If you can't adapt and make Amapiano or make another type of genre, you will die with the rest of this hip hop type of genre thing. So that's why, not that's why I changed, but also keeping up with the new kids. These kids are talented.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them, so yeah, competition is very high.
Yeah.
And basically also music is for guys that's on the scene for years now. The Gazas, the Tatabutis, Spoos is also doing his thing now. Slaughterhouse, those guys are doing their thing. Mm. But the music is just for them now. Very hard at it. So yeah, that's why I decided just to kick my feet back, try something else, when I'm sitting somewhere else.
Exactly. Now particularly when we look at that, as you mentioned it, you know, how the genres themselves are also competing with each other. If we take that specific pause right there, Stitch, and you help the, you know, you try to help the, you know, the listener, someone now listening to your particular story, what has been some of the particular, like, intra-genre competitions? You mentioned Amapiano, which is something new for the last 4 or 5 years, but hip-hop has a legacy of, like, what, 40, almost 50 years even.
50 years.
Yeah.
Celebrated it this year. Yeah, 50 years celebration since it started way back in New York. I think it started in the park of New York.
Mm.
So it's basically 50 years now. And I'm not saying it's out. It just changed to drill now. Drill is not, it's an in thing. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
There's this guy from Cape Town that did the thing. Owners, someone like that from Always the Suspects. They're also doing their thing.
Mm.
There's a lot of cats doing the thing. And then it's also like, I think that it's a Nigerian type of vibe. I don't know what they call that. But the Nigerians also doing that thing. I don't know what they call that genre.
Yeah. And if you look at these new influxes of these new genres, obviously their influences, is it something based upon trends? Because usually
exactly,
when
exactly, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah. Everything has to have a vibe or dance with a catchy thing.
Yeah.
It's not about being conscious anymore. People don't want to hear what's going on. People just want to vibe to it and dance.
Yeah.
For instance, there's this new song called Foot of the Lights. That's all they say on the song. Mm. I don't understand Zulu Khan. I'm not hating on the song. I'm just saying how easy it is to make something different is going to trend. And unfortunately, I don't have that vibe to it. I don't have that click. Or maybe I'm just tired of hip-hop, man. I'm just tired of keep on keeping on, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Yeah, let me try something else, because I'm good at what I do. I'm good at selling things. That's what I am.
Yeah.
I'm good at selling things. So most people have talent somewhere else, but that's what I do. So let me just chase it full-heartedly, because as old saying goes, if you chase two rabbits at once, you're going to lose both.
Indeed.
So I just chase one rabbit and hopefully I catch it.
Yeah. Now, Stitch, obviously the last time you and I spoke prior to 2024 was back in 2029, when we first met. If we look at that phase, obviously COVID was in between. Were there any like major drawbacks, primarily in terms of how COVID also sort of like killed the scene, killed performances, killed the followings, killed, you know, just the accessibility that you artists could have to your
fact that you brought that up. Hip-hop has a phase of being a cypher type of thing where you guys come into a circle and you have to freestyle or give it on to the next one. It's much better like that. Now doing it over the internet, it went to TikTok, and TikTok has a dance type of vibe. I'm a piano vibe, so drawing back to the hip-hop scene, hip-hop literally wasn't the same after that.
Yeah.
Because it was hard getting into cypher battles. It was hard going into shows and stuff like that. Not just for hip-hop, but for other shows too. But hip-hop has that face-to-face type of thing, like in-your-face type of rap battle thing. That's hip-hop. And COVID has that, you know, we had to stay away from each other. So that's also what led to dying out hip-hop or killing hip-hop, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you had to look at, like, the recovery rate of it, you know, it's sort of like the rebuild was not as quickly, or was there were there other things that also formed part of it?
In what sense do you mean form part? In helping hip hop slacking? Yeah, because I think in Namibia, basically the hip hop boards was the only thing that carried most of the hip hop guys trying to make music. Because besides shows and the awards, there was nothing coming in so much.
Yeah.
Prior to Kanye's death, before Dr. Choice's, Jericho was also one of the guys that did it big, but prior to them, hip hop was, after that, hip hop wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm basically saying.
And if we even look like at performances or shows even after 2020, I mean,
yeah.
Has there been even like
re-interest? No, you are completely right. I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any hip hop type of thing. LMPC also was one of the guys that did it, but his vibe is also like it's a Nigerian type of vibe.
Yeah.
It's more of a singing type. It's not raw hip hop, and that's what I focus on.
Yeah.
So if you're more of an underground type of rapper, I'm sorry, but it's not going to be the same unless you change your genre.
And Stitch, if you look at potentially at the future in the Namibian scene, I mean, across the board, artists have identified, you know, that 2020 was particularly hard, then still 2021, and obviously many of them tried to get like private gigs in terms of like private performances. That was also few and far between. If you had to look at like the survivability rate for an art, for someone to get into being a performing artist like what you were.
Exactly, that's also what I wanted to say now.
How does this picture look?
I think the whole COVID phase actually made me realize also, like, what am I going to do if there's no music? And I said, what if COVID's going to go on for 10 years?
Yeah.
What else is there? You have to do something else if there's no contact with people.
Yeah.
So that actually made everyone realize, like, everything is meant to settle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your seat is not there forever, bro.
Yeah.
You have to try to diversify yourself, get the side hustles, do something different than just that one thing.
Does it perhaps also speak towards the kind of, you know, how small the audience is, how small the support base.
Like, I remember, like, way back, if we do a show, you know, we probably have like 12 hip hop guys just to get all of our fans together just to fill up a place.
Yeah.
But nowadays, for instance, if Slaughterhouse or if what's the girl's name? There's this other guy. What's her name again? Lioness, there's a lot of them. There are things Lioness, also, she's been hypocrite cat. She's a perfect example, and she changed the genre.
Yeah.
She's not spitting since, trust me, she can rap.
Yeah.
She's a very good rapper. She also changed it, and she flipped the script. So yeah, if you want to do a hip-hop show, then it should be like a lot of rappers, and people aren't paying that good anymore.
Yeah.
But if you want to do a 1,000 night or 1,005 for a performance, it's not good enough. It's just booze money for the night at the end of the day. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. And if we look at the long-term picture of this, obviously, social media helped the new genres come through, sort of like attracting the younger crowds and the likes. If you look at the importance social media has played, and has it done the opposite, meaning it was sort of like a disservice to hip-hop and other genres? Was there any proof?
I don't think social media contributed. Social media actually kept it alive the whole time.
Yeah.
Social media didn't it didn't wreck it. It didn't. It just. It, I think it contributed more to a type of dance type of vibe. I think that's where drill and everything started.
Yeah.
The whole. I don't know what they call it. It's a hopscotch type of thing.
Yeah.
It's where. Yeah. It's a hopscotch type of hip hop where there's dancers included. Because normally it just used to be. It's like how it is now. It's more. Choreography into it.
Yeah. A lot more sort of like dance.
Yeah, like a dancer type of vibe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If we look at the whole genre still going through Stitch, I know I'm gonna ask you to play like a weatherman kind of a aspect, but if you look at like how music still tries to survive in Namibia, there has been also technological advances where people don't wanna buy CDs anymore. Do you think there was like a detachment of reality between what the music industry was trying to provide, how to protect,
artists from being ripped off
exactly,
on the label, yeah.
Yeah, and ultimately what led to everything was people just, you know, randomly copying and stealing and pirating and stealing each other's ideas. Has that been also one of the big challenges?
Yeah, the sampling has been coming for years. If I show you one of the samples, let's for instance... Juicy off the late great Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
That song has been sampled more than 20 times. So imagine, like, if you can recognize one of that. And there's the latest one also of Cardi B. Cardi B, she sampled Missy Elliott's song. Just the beat alone, and that beat came from a classic one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Copywriting has been there for years, and there's no way that they can stop it. But hip-hop also survived off... copying.
Mm.
So I get what you're saying. If you're not allowed to copy, then hip hop, I'm so, it's not going to be the same.
Exactly. True.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at the survival rate in a Namibian context, Stitch, just highlight to us, you know, will hip hop maybe make a return somewhere, groups, individually?
Hip hop actually came back, but it came back in a different phase.
Yeah.
It came back as a drill type of thing.
Okay.
And everyone's doing that. So what I'm basically saying is, I'm not saying hip hop is dead and I'm leaving it because it's dead. No, there still is hope for it.
Yeah.
But I'm out here hustling a different type of vibe.
Exactly.
I think the music type of gig it's not for me anymore.
All right.
I remember like one of my mentors, Mike Tyson said, like, I remember his last fight, I think he was beaten by a guy who lost, I think, 110 times.
Yeah.
So he said, like, he doesn't want to disappoint the sport in this type of way anymore, so he'll just retire. So, yeah.
All
if
right.
You can't keep up, bro, you should just move and step out of the way. Let the kids just go forward.
Exactly.
That's basically what I'm saying, yeah. So, I'm not saying, like, everything's done now. When, once I'm out of the game, no.
Mm.
There's still is hope. I'm just saying, like, I accept that, like, I can't do it anymore in that type of space. I'll just chase something else.
Yeah. And just sort of like for our conclusion, Stitch, if we understand the role that music has played in Namibia specifically, obviously not in most cases, like, economically always, because Namibians still have to understand how to appreciate the art of music and the performances within it. But just valuing how Namibians have always had a music ear, a thirst for music, a thirst for the specific 100%. Discipline. Where do we still see this in a current context?
In a current context, what I think is music, like, if you give, let's say, for instance, like Chester has a type of ear that you won't find it anywhere else.
Mm.
You won't find it anywhere else. Even the way that they make the beats, Chucky makes his beats, it's very different from the rest of everyone.
Mm.
What else did I want to say? So, yeah, music surviving. Is that what you said? Sorry, but let's take it back.
Yeah, basically still, in the music in its entirety, surviving and still in the Namibian context. And still being something that musicians can make money off of in the context as it is. So I'm talking about the whole
music. Thank you. Discipline. Okay, now I understand. Yeah. No, basically music as a whole has different, has changed completely because I'm seeing guys out here, also one of my friends, KP Ellis, he's doing endorsements now. I see now the endorsements are finally coming out.
Mm.
People are starting to pay. Who's also got endorsements from... Jägermeister, who else got endorsements? There's a bunch, but the endorsements are only coming out now.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If people rely on endorsements to make it, then the music scene is not that good. So everyone's just chasing for back to where you said, like, the internet phase. Everyone's just chasing for the numbers.
Yeah.
If you don't have a following on the internet, then unfortunately you won't make it. So you have to have 100K something to get an endorsement, because people want their product to be known.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, true, yeah, doesn't matter how good you are, if you don't have, if you're not the influential, influencer type of account, then you won't make it, because people won't invest in or endorse in into your music.
Exactly.
Unless you come up with something smart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, that's also true, yeah.
Now, forming part of the particular discussion, obviously, in this is, as you can deduce primarily of the discussion that myself and Stitch have had, is a discussion based upon, you know, is it economically viable? Is it feasible? Not viable. Let me change that phrase. Is it feasible to carve out a career in any genre in Namibia? Now, first thing that many of you would point out is the fans, the likability, the possible events to generate, and so forth. But the discussion of this, dear listeners, has been a particular talking point based upon certain particular drivers. Because if we look at the global music industry as it currently stands, and this is based upon the IFPI report. Now, the IFPI report actually comes through from an entity known as the IFPI. They primarily are the specific representatives of the industry itself. The platform's name is ifpi.org, and the IFPI stands for International Federation of Phonographic Industry. This primarily is the organization that represents the interests of the recording industry globally. It is a non-profit primarily, and it's, you know, it was founded in Italy and is based in Switzerland. But the perspective primarily about this indicates a very strong mechanism that is ensuring the growth, the career path, the career security of singers and musicians internationally. Even though the particular report that I've got here is based upon the 2024 discussion, it's a 2024 report, but it primarily speaks about, when you look at the growth in terms of numbers, you've got the top performers. Obviously, they are some of the big names like Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Drake, some of the K-pop performers like 17, Stray Kids, Tomorrow and Together, New Jeans, and even Bad Bunny from South America and Lana Del Rey from New Zealand. But what I'm mentioning there to you literally is artists that are at the top of their game, that are at the top, at the highest echelons of the global industry. Obviously, the case study, this discussion that I had now with the rapper Stitch, indicates towards a ecosystem in Namibia, which is individual. The zooming in microscopic analysis, which is primarily micro in its own right, indicates that there's a disconnect between the potential that Namibia is losing and the rapid growth and positivity that's out there. I'm once again pointing towards a disconnection and a missed opportunity being experienced. Why am I calling it a missed opportunity? And a missed opportunity in the aspect of what it actually looks like. Well, get this particular picture, dear listeners. I'm going to share with you some of the growth elements pertained by this IFPI report. Let's call it for short IFPI. I don't want to continuously say IFPI. Now, according to the report of 2024, it says that so far the global music industry has been growing in value by 10.2%. Which is the second highest growth rate on record by this organization globally, and the global recorded music market was worth $28.6 billion back in 2023. It's also in the ninth year of the consecutive growth that the industry has experienced. Revenues in 2023 indicated a picture of a truly global and diverse industry as revenues rose in every region across almost every recorded music format. Let me repeat that sentence. A picture of a truly global and diverse industry as revenues rose in every region and across almost every recorded music format. Recorded music format speaks to whether it comes in MP3, FLAC, which is FLAC, or any other of the particular allowed formats that are contained on the internet. The most widely used is MP3 and FLAC, because if you go to MP4, that means you literally can load up a video. You can basically load up a video. Now what IFPI also discovered was that there's strong and widespread engagement with the streaming formats that still continue. So streaming is also a particular format in terms of availability and distribution. But here's the question. Is streaming available to every Namibian artist in this discussion? And how do Namibian artists, how can they also leverage from the excitement, the growth that other artists are enjoying around the world? How can they also leverage the potential growth element? Remember, if you put your music on a platform, for example, like Spotify, you get paid a share. That money has to come to you. Obviously, we still have to identify the workings whether or not Spotify can pay out into your local FNB, Standard Bank, or Nedbank, or Bank Fintech accounts. Because the reason primarily how we need to understand things here is if the Namibian Central Bank, that's now the Bank of Namibia, allows for these particular technology-based technologies or platforms, the opportunity for Namibian artists to enjoy the proceeds of their work. Second question obviously has to be, how does taxation apply to such platforms? Because the artist might be producing in Namibia, but they're actually generating income from somewhere else, right? And you've got to understand websites, accessibility to particular websites and streaming platforms depends upon location. So if a customer is paying for something out of Germany and you produce it in Namibia, but the platform is literally digital, which does not consider ownership of any particular geographic location, you're sitting with a conundrum. You're sitting with a conundrum. Now what I'm explaining to you, dear listeners, is literally the accessibility to a consumer that any creative enjoys. You enjoy this particular element. The big question in the room is, how do I get there? How do you get there? How do you get there to avoid the particular scenarios of like what was indicated? Because I asked the question, was it economically feasible or you know, in terms of still trying to pursue a music career in Namibia? Musicians in Namibia need protection, dear listeners. But here's the thing. We also cannot continuously go out every weekend and buy $100 Namibian worth of tickets, or a ticket that costs you $100 Namibian to watch the same artist every weekend or every month. Because here's the biggest concern. There's something known as exposure fatigue. And exposure fatigue speaks to a notion of the tolerance level of your audience by literally seeing you perform every time. If you're not doing anything new, bringing anything else, you will lose followers, you will lose fans, you will lose audience members. So the insightful discussion from this is, we've got to look at, as fellow Namibians, and this includes even the guys in the tech sector, that's if they are Namibians willing to invest in the tech sector, what can they bring to the table to avoid Namibians or Namibian artists and musicians from calling it quits, just like what Stitch did? It's not a clarion call. Come on, guys. I'm not having a clarion call here. This is not a Braveheart scene, you know, or Lord of the Rings scene. That's not what I'm implying. what I'm literally pointing towards and implying is, we have internet. Wherever you find yourself, you've got internet. Now, if strong and widespread engagement, according to IFP or IFP, allows the streaming formats to literally boost the distribution, the availability, the accessibility of an artist's work across the world, why are we not adopting this a lot quicker? Because if streaming revenues accounted for the majority of revenue growth and total market share in the world, this means this is a winning formula. One of the biggest problems that record companies and artists faced before the streaming platforms came about was the piracy in, specifically in the digital sector. That's now the internet based, and because that's before the streaming platforms were available. Piracy was their biggest concern. Piracy still exists. Piracy still continues. But here's the thing. A digital sector allows you to, a digital distribution allows you the opportunity of knowing you don't have to print serial numbers and print CDs and print CD cases and, you know, design the back and front covers of the CD. All you know is that it was potentially just a specific digital artwork accompanied with the artistic work, which is the music, in one specific folder or file. Yeah, it's a folder. And it gets uploaded to a platform. And if people want just one song out of your album, they'll pay for one song. You can track that because of internet protocol address tracking that you can apply. Or if you say you can only buy the album, the opportunity is there for people to buy the album in a digital format. You can count how many people bought the album. You can literally count it. My particular exposure, dear listeners, because I have done a particular, I have written about the artist that I interviewed just now, that being Stitch. I have written about him, primarily back in 2019 when he launched a specific new album. It was a lovely launch. It was a lovely launch party, and primarily also listening to some of the particular tracks and how it was launched. It's always a significant moment. It's always a significant moment for many artists, primarily because they invested a lot. They invested a lot of effort into their particular product. So we've got to position this in a notion in terms of appreciation for the development of the product. Remember, dear listeners, this is the easiest way how you can see how creative goes through the conceptualization stage or phases, goes through pitching the idea, goes through the development if the pitching of the idea is like sort of like okayed or approved. Usually that can be you yourself or sort of like a manager or an agent that you might have. I'm not talking about for those of us that were lucky to have that, for those of the people in Namibia that were lucky to have agents and representatives. So if you have got the agents and representatives, they will be saying, okay, cool, as long as it's something different or step up from your last piece of work. And then production goes in, and then refinement goes in, and then the final okay has to come through, and then you have got to see things. I'm literally also explaining primarily the same kind of a channel or value chain that even a writer of novels, whether it be fiction or non-fiction work, pieces of work are, but a writer of literature themselves have to go through. We forget, dear listeners, that when it comes to intellectual property, this is also potentially one of the particular products that we as Namibians can actually export. We can export. This is an exportable product. You can export this product. This product, you sit with the product at home. I sit with the product at home. Everybody has a product, a particular product idea that they can actually launch through streaming platforms. Why? Well, let me read to you the following numbers or figures. Subscription streaming alone. Subscription streaming alone. Now, subscription implies these are people that pay per month regularly to access a particular platform. So when you've got subscribers, subscription streaming alone grew by 11.2% globally, comprising of at least almost 49% of the global market. The growth was not limited to streaming, because there was a strong double-digit percentage increase in physical revenues, which were up from 13.4%, and healthy gains in income from performance rights, up by 9.5%. So if you don't know what performance rights are, performance rights, if you understand intellectual property, and this is in some extent, you know, the aspect of where I've left off primarily with the performance rights discussion is literally what many Namibian artists also try to maximize as much as possible in a local context, meaning performing live to live audiences wherever they go. This can be at the coast in the north, in Windhoek in the south, to the east. Now, performance rights literally speaks of the rights to perform your music to an audience and to make money from the particular performance. This in its own right, as I mentioned, grew by 9.5%, literally almost 10%. Now, each of the markets in the global top recorded a year-on-year growth. The fastest rates of revenue growth came from China, because this even speaks of that there are countries that are starting to develop larger appetites for more genres and more exposure from various countries. Brazil was up by 13.4%. China obviously rose by 25.9%. Remember, it's the fastest. It maintained its particular place in the top five. And Canada, in its own right, was increased by 12.2%. Now, the top 10 markets still globally is still the United States, followed by Japan, followed by the UK, then Germany, then China, then France, South Korea in 7, Canada in 8, Brazil in 9, and Australia in 10th. But here's where I actually want to give you a startling picture. The users of paid subscription accounts. This totals 667 million users of paid subscriptions. Remember, people that depart with their money for digital services, gaining digital access to intellectual property works that were just uploaded onto a website and is being sold that way. Why? Why can't Namibian artists enjoy the same particular access point, the same particular opportunity of being able to leverage such particular avenue for income generation? Now, the global recorded music industry between 1999 up to 2023 indicates a particular picture of how things have grown. Global recorded music industry, remember, global. So you have various representations in terms of total physical, total streaming, downloads and other digital, performance rights, and synchronization. Synchronization reflects the smallest, because it actually began in 2010, but the growth in its own right, the growth of the performance, actually sees a perspective of how total physical production, meaning still printing vinyl or vinyl records or physical CDs, began declining since 2010. They just declined gradually. Total sales still made from CDs in 2023 was 5.1 billion. But total sales from total streaming, or total revenue from total streaming, was 19.3 billion. The revenue from downloads and other digitals was 900 million. Almost at 8.9 million. This is 900 million. No, sorry, I almost said 8.9 billion. But it's 900 million. Performance rights came in at 2.7 billion. To perform, artists around the world were paid 2.7 billion US dollars. And then synchronization was a pretty minuscule number with 600 million in terms of revenue. What that represents is 28.6 billion US dollars of value in the world. Value. Global recorded music revenues primarily also saw, you know, obviously the same reflection of the particular sectors, or not the sectors, but the particular performing manners in terms of how to deliver the particular works. So, the formats of distribution is obviously through streaming, through physical, because CDs are still in use, but you have to ask the question, and like in a Namibian context, like many customers and consumers will ask you, who still uses CDs? Performance rights is obviously still one of the main particular ways of delivering your art to an audience. And then finally, you've got downloads and other digital, followed by synchronization. Now, the streaming discussion is followed by the physical so far, are still the key particular formats that are being used the most. Streaming 10.4%, or they actually saw an increase in 10.4%. Physical saw an increase in 13.4%, with performance rights also rising, reflecting a percentage of 9.5%. But synchronization came in last with a 4.7%, and obviously downloads and other digital had a negative performance. They actually regressed with a minus 2.6%. So these particular indications show the following figures, because streaming continues to dominate to be in a dominant position globally for global revenues by these artists and the record companies that are in charge of their works. But all music formats actually recorded increased revenues with the exception of the downloads and other digital. Subscription streaming, performance rights, physical formats like CDs and vinyls are all experienced faster growth in 2023 than in 2022. Revenues from the physical jumped by 13.4%, which was the highest of any format in 2023 alone. So streaming, the double-digit performance that streaming enjoyed in global revenues from streaming in 2023 primarily indicated that the industry itself grew by 19.3 billion. I made mention of this previously, just a few breaths back, and it was the key driver of overall global growth. So, dear listeners, if you know that you can sing, if you've got a cousin that is singing in the shower, I'm sorry now for mentioning that, but a lot of us sing in the shower, and the opportunity is there to try and convert this into something of a mainstay for you, streaming is the way to go. Streaming is the way to go. So since streaming is the way to go, we have to realize here, dear listeners, that this is always an opportunity. But. The big thing is, how are you to be monetized? Because although this is a particular platform that can be accessed by any Namibian with their smartphone and with the internet connection everywhere across the country, How do you get monetized? Now, that ultimately is up to you and your representatives to discover that. I'm not going to give you free advice here, it's live on air. And primarily, you know, you've got to do your own particular research, but trying to understand how the streaming market works. Because when you look at the streaming market, imagine 8 billion people. I know they may mention that there's 667 million people, but we're obviously assuming that this is either an English or an English-speaking market of some format somewhere. And I doubt it, because you just heard that there's markets like France, Germany, China, South Korea, Japan, Brazil is there, and they are not predominantly English-speaking markets. They're Francophone, they're Lusophone, they're Sino, they're Japanese, they are Korean. It's a market that has got money, and it's global. Now, as mentioned, although there is a modest decline on the prior year's particular growth of 11.4%, within the subscription value, revenues growth had accelerated to 11.2, which went up from 10.1 into 2022. When you get into the physical music distribution formats, a particular discussion, for a third consecutive year, physical revenues had risen by 13.4% in 2023, which was a great difference on the previous year's growth of 3.8%, which is more than double. But it was driven by strong gains in CD revenue, and the continued expansion of the interest of vinyl physical formats were worth $5.1 billion in 2023 and accounted at least for 17.8% of the total global market. You can still leverage the CD format. I don't know if Namibians like the vinyl format, even though there is a restaurant named or cafe named after, you know, the literal word vinyl. But it obviously depends if there are Namibians who like using vinyl. I know, I remember my parents having a vinyl record player. My grandmother had one. If you don't know what it is, it's literally a big black disc made from plastic, and instead of the needle reading it like a laser from the bottom, the needle is literally put on the vinyl disc, and the needle reads it physically, like how you would understand the old hard disk drive format for hard disk drive format, in terms of how a hard disk used to work. It had a magnetic tape on it. So this ultimately obviously indicates that CDs and vinyls are still a popular technology trend, but it's all about what technologies are available to you that can literally play these things. And the same also applies to your audience members and your followers. You get into the performance rights discussion. The increase there was 9.5%, meaning audiences, fans, still love it when their favorite artists perform live. Now, what I've never seen in Namibia has been tours. I've never seen a tour. You would have one artist just having a big bash somewhere, and it ends there. But the same artist doesn't go around the country touring with various performances, cultural performances, being scheduled for him or her to perform at. I don't know why Namibians have not ever done this. To tour. Guys, tour in your country. The first particular indication of it out of this would be that it's financially intensive. You know, it's money intensive. A lot of money is needed for this endeavor. So, it's obviously on the owners of the record companies to come to the party and invest in their talent in order for them to make the talent back through these particular notions. But here's the thing. We also have artists that actually have full-time jobs, and they do the music. Yeah, people have to eat, guys. Let's understand that. And yeah, people unfortunately also want to drive Mercedes Benzes. They also want to live in Windhoek. They want to be close to the particular comforts and luxuries that Windhoek offers. And no one basically wants to live outside of Windhoek easily. I'm assuming that one. What is important to extract from this is that when you're trying to look at the potential avenues for where or how artists can earn money, what does it actually look like from Namibia? From Namibia, what does it look like? I don't believe, dear listeners, that artists are actually lacking anything. I don't believe that artists are in a negative of anything. If they are in a negative, it's in a negative of accessibility. It's in a negative of distribution. It's in a negative of how best to get their work to the customer. I don't believe that there's anything wrong in much extent with their work. There's a lot of talented Namibians in this country. A lot of talented Namibians that obviously have big dreams of their talent. They obviously have seen how Namibian audiences have reciprocated and appreciated the investment into time and effort to produce something that actually entertains and provides value for said Namibian audiences. Those Namibian artists know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's literally there. But when we assess, and when we observe, and when we weigh up individually, collectively, or like we sometimes do here on Eagle FM, primarily where we have that particular discourse collectively in terms of weighing up what's going on, or why is it going on, how is it going on, this is exactly the particular picture that you've got to weigh up. Because we've got to avoid scenarios of where artists prematurely call it quits. Yes, resign out of the sector, pursuing something more stable, something more financially feasible that gives them financial security, allows them the ability of being able to say, I can marry and settle down potentially, even though I don't like this 8-to-5 routine job, but the opportunity is there. Namibians, we have to support our artists. I'm really sorry, but we've got to support them. We've got to support them, whether they are performing arts, whether they are musicians, whether they are actors and actresses, whether they are painters and sculptors, whether they are writers, whether they are poets, you name it, whether they are directors. We've got to buy what they produce. We've got to watch what they produce. We've got to listen to what they produce. We've got to read what they produce. In that scenario, and only in that extent, would we be able to ensure that there's a healthy and thriving ecosystem for them. That there's a healthy and thriving market that they can build from. Markets are key. Remember this, dear listeners. Market is always key. A market is a singularly important thing whereby the buyer and the seller come together. Yes, there can be middlemen and facilitators participating in this, like banks, websites, record companies, publishing houses, you name it. But as long as the distribution point is there, and the distribution point reflects the price, the reasonable price, that allows for all the distributed parties the opportunity to make a return on investment. Artists, I think there's a lot of more brainstorming you guys need to apply. And this is not actually from your side, artists. This has to come from your record companies. The so-called record labels that you all subscribe to. These record labels have to come to the party in your benefit. For your particular benefit. No, this is not a speech for a trade union. This is a particular take on who needs to help who. on who needs to help who. And remember, dear listeners, not all of us listen to the same music, not all of us consume the same particular talent and appreciate the same talents, insights and works. But we do know and understand the struggles that these talents have had and had to deal with during COVID. A lot of artists had to live off literally scraps. A lot of artists had to scrounge it out during the pandemic. Some of them were lucky to have personal performances or small performances or enjoy small, unique performances. Being obviously invited by someone that has got deep pockets, you know, to sponsor them for the night and host them. But when you look at the overall national picture, not everyone can obviously be that lucky. But it also reflects in terms of how good everyone else is in their respective genres and whatever they're going to contribute. Because this is a production mill element. This is a product that they've got to deliver. This is a specific, unique task of entertaining and providing value for each listener or audience member or reader or moviegoer, you name it. The numbers are key. As I indicated to you with the IFPI report or the IFP report, the numbers are key. Vinyls and physical CDs still take place, but it obviously depends on a number of context whether people still want to have vinyls and CDs. A lot of younger Namibians, obviously, that are listening to the latest musical trends out in the market. For example, like a lot of them support Burna Boy, a lot of them support many other particular African artists. They actually get their stuff from a digital platform. And they actually get theirs from the downloads and other digital distribution points. The only format to experience the said decline, obviously, has been the downloads in digital formats and the other digital platforms. Primarily because revenues from downloads and other non-streaming digital formats had fallen by a notably very slower rate of decline than the previous year. Literally because they actually only grew by 2.6%, but the previous year they literally declined by a negative 11.8%. Now this obviously shows a great improvement because they had to bounce back from that negative position into a positive one. But this format actually accounted for just at least 3.2% of global recorded music revenues in 2023, as streaming formats still dominated the digital market. Synchronization. Now synchronization, dear listeners, actually was a surprising performer because it maintained a specific position of having a benefit to artists of 6.32% of $632 million US dollars in value in 2023, as synchronization revenues experienced continued growth in 2023, which was at 4.67%. This obviously in light of a slower rate that was recorded in 2022. This also format also encompasses revenues from the use of recorded music in advertising, film, games, and TV, and it represented just 2.2% of overall recorded music revenues. Now, we've got to understand, dear listeners, that when all the figures I've just mentioned to you speaks literally about global numbers, but what do they actually look like in regional numbers? So, the largest particular consumption rate was literally in the African context, or sub-Saharan Africa, because North Africa is associated with the Middle East sector. In the sub-Saharan Africa sector, and let me actually start from the beginning, what the percentage of consumption looked like across the world. So this was a notion in terms of growth positive growth across the globe with regards to revenue growth, meaning people buying through various platforms and formats. The United States and Canada had 7.4%. Latin America had 19.4%. Western Europe saw 8.9%. Middle East and North Africa had 14.4%. Asia predominantly had 14.9%, with Australia at 10.8%. For sub-Saharan Africa, dear listeners, a whopping 24.7% of consumption of international distribution formats for music. 24.7%. So sub-Saharan Africa is the biggest. Actually, was the largest in terms of the fastest growth of any region, and was the only one to surpass the 20% mark. The 20% mark in growth. Revenues climbed by 24.7%. That was fueled in gains in paid revenue services. This was actually a reflection of 24.5%. South Africa remained the largest market in the region, contributing at least 77% out of that 24.7% of regional revenues, after a growth of 19.9%. So yes, the money is there. The opportunity is there. The technology exists in Namibia. Now, what I'm actually not calling for, dear listeners, is someone to now go and invent a streaming platform in Namibia where the rest of the world doesn't know the streaming platform. What I'm actually calling for is, like I mentioned a few bits earlier, the record companies that are in charge of the representation and works of many artists in the country are the ones that have to go and partner up with these international platforms. Go and partner up with them. Let local Namibians who are singers, rappers, musicians, start making money from the likes of Spotify, Apple Music, and so forth. Come on, guys. It's right there. You are a consumer of their products and services. Why can't you then leverage them to create your own wealth? Why can't you? It's right there. It's right there for the taking. It's right there for the taking. It's right there. The opportunity is there. Don't wait on a Namibian tech creator who hasn't shown up for the past 10 years that the internet has been in existence or has been flourishing and growing in Namibia to now come and invent a streaming platform. Don't wait on them. Go directly to these other platforms. See if you can upload your music and say that you want to be compensated. Do it. If people can bring ride-hailing platforms to Namibia that are created in other countries, registered in other countries in the world, you can do the same. You can do the same. That means the opportunity is there. Guys, artists have the opportunity to tap into a sector that saw them the potential with marketing. No, well, that's the spend actually that's taking place. But particular upfront investments are one of the key ways in terms of how artists are actually benefiting. Artists are being paid up in front. They're being paid up front. Licensing agreements, content protection is being handled obviously by the record company. So the artist has to realize that there's a unique partnership that they've got to maintain with their record label. Artist welfare is also a key thing that record labels have to ensure. We're literally talking about portal access. In terms of, you know, how do you get the money for the work that you've just uploaded? Real-time access, meaning consumers can access the work of this artist anywhere. and primarily also legal support in the formats of, in terms of when piracy happens or when there is a misrepresentation of interests by record companies. And that story is rife anywhere in the world in terms of how record companies actually shortchanged many artists and musicians. It's alive and well in this country, and not in this country, in the world, because it's not indications in Namibia is not that primarily when it comes to shortchanging an artist out of the true value of their work by whether it's a manager or a record company or a publisher. No. Through these digital platforms, that particular notion is also protected for artists. So, it is important, dear listeners, that artists need to be appreciated, because even IFPI makes mention of here that artists, or the artist partnership and beyond discussion, is crucial, because this leads to the empowerment of talent, which leads to generation and production of excellent and high quality music works. This obviously means that artists actually have a choice of who they work with. A choice. Remember, guys, I made mention just a little bit earlier of a particular indication of whether or not Namibians actually have a choice. If you remember back to my happiness, you know, definition of happiness economics, or the economics of happiness discussion that I had on Thursday, on Independence Day. Literally, this is the same exact specific discussion, with a lot more protection, a lot more involvement, a lot more partnership, and a lot more communication that opens doors and the opportunity for Namibians, or not just Namibians, but artists in general, to actually tap into a global market scene. Guys. It's painful to hear primarily how artists have to live from performance to performance, from CD to CD sale, from being dependent upon family and friends, and then once in a blue moon getting a decent payday based upon the work that they've done. No, that's not what we want to see. That's not what we want to be. That's not what we want to hear. It's the same picture, for example, like with our athletes and our particular sports coach, because these two sectors have the potential to make a lot more money. Don't worry, artists. You don't have to depend upon a 3 million Namibians. You have the opportunity to gain access to 8 billion humans. Not 3 million Namibians. 8 billion humans. Who would want to listen to your music? Who would want to consume your music? Who really wants to be involved with your particular talent pathway? How you got there? How you worked for it? What you did? What you had to do? How you invested your time, your energy in terms of achieving a particular level? Nothing to be embellished. Nothing to be highlighted. Nothing to say that there's some oddity untoward this discussion. No, guys. It's all there for the taking. It's literally all there. So, as we sit there viewing the particular discussion about how artists have the opportunity to step into this discussion, because I won't reveal from this report the work that record labels have to do, because record labels, if we still have record labels in Namibia, record labels literally have to do their part. They've got to pick up their role, because according to this IFPI report of 2023, record labels invested a lot in their talent, in their artists. Record labels worked a lot closer with the streaming platforms and the synchronization and download and other digital platforms. Because record labels realized, if someone's song is used in a movie, pay a royalty. Record labels realized if There is great demand for a new album release by the artist. Put them on a tour. Don't just wait for the digital sales to pick up. Put them on a tour. Have them promote that album across the country, because that's what the Americans do. Across the country, from north to south, east to west, let them perform. Let them perform. Let them go perform. Let them sing their songs. The benefit is for them. The benefit is not for, is for no one else. The benefit is for the symbiotic relationship between the artist and the record label company. Let them perform. Let them perform. So we've got to view this discussion, dear listeners, as a discussion that is all about the best way for Namibian artists to break through, to make continued success. I mean, guys, come on. Even the South Africans are exporting music across the world ever since COVID. The South Africans, the Nigerians, where are the Namibians with their unique sounds? And we are not bad. We know how to make music. We're not bad. We don't deliver as much as the South Africans and Nigerians. But for the few that we've got, they can make money. And if they make money, they do reinvest that back into the country. Because, dear listeners, for some Namibians, music is all they've known. Not all Namibians can go the pathway of going to university or to a technical college. Come on, guys. As I have stressed before, not everyone can do this. Not everyone can participate in this, in these particular sectors. And not everyone is geared to do these particular discussions or these particular aspects. Not everyone. So, no. Not everyone can do this. We've got to protect them. We do have some creatives. We do have some talented peoples. We do have people that have the opportunity of literally being the force that we want them to be in terms of creative content and generation. They literally can do it. I want to stress the particular indication because I myself have always tried to understand how is it that the megastars in music around the world is actually making their money. I kid you not, dear listeners, I kid you not. Because the astronomical and eye-watering numbers that I sometimes hear is like, how do these guys make these these amounts of money? And obviously the support infrastructure is there, meaning the digital distribution factors, the physical distribution points, and primarily, as mentioned, the other particular formats of distribution. So it's this entire hybrid representation of distribution that art, that music lovers can still access. The most popular, that many people will tell you, is streaming. Streaming or buying digital copies of the actual work. If you're not streaming, people will actually consider that your music is probably not being heard. So you've got to go where everyone is. You've got to use the platforms that everyone is using. You've got to ensure that these particular platforms actually benefit everyone. Why do I say this? Well, primarily, look at the notion of you can't just be distributed through one platform only. This is mass distribution at its best. Digitally. And music is accessed a lot easier because of the smartphones and the computers and the laptops and the tablets, digitally, and a lot easier. We primarily, dear listeners, have to come up to the end of this evening's discussion on this Monday evening. Obviously, because this is a unique discussion point, and primarily the opportunity is there. If you're a musician, guys, go and explore it. Go talk to your record label or to your music manager. Go and explore and research how best can you get onto popular streaming platforms around the world, and what particular opportunities do they provide you. As I mentioned, don't wait on a Namibian tech developer to someday come about and say, hey, I've got a digital distribution platform whereby if you bring your music to me, we can work on a particular agreement in terms of what level of the profit sharing do I get. Don't wait on such Namibians. If they're not there, then they're not there. Let them build up their capacity. But you're an artist, you're a musician, you've literally got to survive today, you've got to eat today. So, don't waste your time. Now, on that note, dear listeners, ultimately this brings us up to the end for this evening's discussion here on your number one talk radio station. This has been your business and economic segment. Do enjoy the rest of your programming in our company, and we'll be seeing each other again, same time, same place. Primarily in the next edition of the Business and Economic segment.